WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The country music trio The Dixie Chicks has just released their first album since 1999 called Home. The Chicks are lead singer Natalie Maines, fiddler Marty McGuire, and banjo player Emily Robeson. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that the Dixie Chicks re-enter country music at a time when the tone of much of the music reflects a post-September 11th mood.
Despite their girly group name, there's a toughness to the Dixie Chicks, an implacable firmness. The lead-off track on their new album, Home, Long Time Gone, makes punning references to Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, and Hank Williams. But for the Chicks, name-checking old-school country isn't a way to score points with traditionalists or critics. It's a way of acknowledging that they couldn't pull off their glossy image, high-tech, down-home synthesis without rooting it in the earthy emotionalism of their forebears. As a result, Home already has the feel of a timeless recording, deeply exhilarating. The Dixie Chicks album arrives at a time when the biggest hit in country music is Toby Keith's Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, The Angry American, a well-intentioned song in the classic country mode, straightforward patriotism that in some circles gets panned as jingoistic. Here's a bit of it.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
In an industry where it's standard for no one to say an unkind word about any other country star, the Chicks' lead singer Natalie Maines has condemned this hit, telling the Los Angeles Daily News, quote, "I think it's ignorant." I disagree. I think it expresses the anger a lot of people feel. I believe Toby Keith's artistic sin, one the Chicks would never commit, is the cutesy use of the phrase courtesy of, which turns patriotism into a commercial. By contrast, the Chicks have produced a very intelligent album, sometimes verging on the genteel. Maine's sharp tongue phrasing redeems a few maudlin tunes. The Chicks' harmonies on Stevie Nicks' great weepy song Landslide blend to approximate Nicks' own artfully hoarse, modulated wail. Their pleasure in the song could not come through more vibrantly.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Well, the landslide brought me down.
While they throw down fine hoedowns on Tortured Tangled Heart and White Trash Wedding, their best moments are on tracks like Long Time Gone and A Home, performances that blend country, rock, bluegrass, and pop with a surging power that sweeps you along. The three Chicks have pulled off something difficult. They've refined their trademark sound without allowing it to turn into a copyrighted formula, no courtesy of label, because they have no patience for mere courtesy. As a result, their home sounds like an entire world to be explored.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the Dixie Chicks' new CD, Home.